Now, as I was saying, there was a meeting that took place last night in the Osprey Hotel in Naas regarding concerns over data centres. The Irish Times are reporting this morning that over 200 people attended. Now, the Kildare Data Centre Awareness Campaign said it is concerned about the rapid proliferation of data centres in County Kildare and said it wants greater transparency and control over the region's development. Joining me now on the line to discuss this in more detail is Sorka O'Neill, member of the campaign, as well as independent councillor on the Naas Municipal District, Shamie Moore. Good morning to you both, and thank you both for taking our call on the show. Sorka, I'd like to chat with you first about this. I know we were speaking a few weeks ago on the show about the concerns over this proposed data centre for Naas and the group wanting to remove the zoning that has been put in place for that P2 site there in Jigginstown. And I suppose looking at last night's meeting, am I right in saying that around 80 people were expected to show up, but I mean almost double actually showed up last night?
Thanks, Honey. Yes, we were overwhelmed by the support for our campaign last night. We had to bring in extra chairs and there was standing room only. All the walls were covered with people standing. So, yes, we were delighted with the turnout last night. Mm. Huge interest. Yeah.
And this all comes down to the concern around data centres in the county and, you know, the rapid proliferation of them in the county, as the group were saying. What was being said last night? Was that the main message from people who attended?
So I suppose our purpose was to inform people of the facts of what's planned for Naas and the consequences of that. And first of all, we didn't hear one person speaking in support of data centres in any way, shape or form. People were very concerned. They wanted to know what they could do to help stop this. People reported water outages in places in Naas as far as Selbridge. People spoke about AI. So there was many concerns, but not one person mentioned anything about in support of data centres.
And reading about kind of what is proposed there for the site, it is land specifically zoned for data centre development in the Naas local area plan. It includes data centre buildings, a new electrical substation, access roads and associated infrastructure, together with approximately 37 hectares of public parkland, almost 5 kilometres of walking and cycling routes, sports facilities and biodiversity measures. So this also comes at a time in yesterday's headlines about the data centre in Clondalkin that was emitting a low humming sound that residents there are concerned about. Is there concern about if this a data centre is put in place, you're concerned about what that will mean for residents in the nearby area?
Well, we have concerns. So then it's not built yet, but we have concerns already because we're under a hose pipe ban and our electricity bills are going up to facilitate the build out of these data centres. So there's problems even before they arrive. And once they're in, there's not a whole lot we can do about them. The EPA can investigate, things like that. You know, so it's emissions as well of what's coming from. And there are the things, you know, you can't record those because who can prove the you know, what we're breathing in here locally. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of concerns even before they're built. And once they're in, there's potential and there's also no transparency about the water usage and things like that. So, or the jobs that they're purporting to bring to the community. So there's no transparency about that either. We can't verify that information once it's there and we can't be guaranteed those people will actually be living in Naas or even in this country. So we're just asking for a pause on this until those regulations are in place.
And I was reading on the Irish Times, they're reporting that there was a collective gasp in the room last night at the meeting when a map on a projector showed the size of the area in Naas that might experience an audible hum if a planned data centre campus is built in the town. Am I right in saying it's multiple sizes of Croke Park? Is that what the data centre awareness campaign was showing last night?
Yes. So I suppose we gave a scale reference of, I think it's 10 times the size of Croke Park. It depends on the measurements you use, whether it's the stadium or the pitch or including the car park. So it's the scale of it is absolutely enormous. And we, the gasp was in relation to when people realised the scale of the comparison of Nace General Hospital, which is minuscule compared to what these sites are proposing or potentially could be.
Mm. And also joining me now on the line is independent councillor on the Nace Municipal District, Shamey Moore. Shamey, good morning and thanks for holding the line there. Shamey, in terms of, I suppose, what the Kildare Data Centre awareness campaign, they are looking for that zoning to be removed from that land until more regulations and more, I suppose, understanding is put in place. Is that something that is feasible? Can that be done?
I don't think so, Tara, and good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners, and good morning, Sarka. I don't think so. I think there's no supported evidence that the shortages that have been identified by the campaign group are justifiable. We've pressures on a lot of things at the moment, whether it's energy or water, on the basis of how fast Ireland is developing and how many extra people are now living in the country over 20 years ago. That's the sort of problems we're facing. But there are measures in place to upgrade all of these requirements so that there's no problems and there will be no problems. And also, things like data centres are controlled by a utilities regulator, a person whose job at national level is to say, yes, you can have water, we have plenty of it. You can have energy, we have plenty of it. Or no, you can't do it. So it's really not up to local councillors or indeed the local authority as to whether permission on the use of those services is available or not. It's up to the regulator and the government.
Mm. In terms, though, of zoning this land, did all the councillors not agree to have this particular area in Nace zoned for data centre planning permission?
Yes, there were 40 councillors or whatever number attended on the day, and there was no objections related to the adoption, the plan or adoption to the data centres. There's a system in a planning the agreement on the day, and that is we use the traffic signal system of green for everything that's agreed, yellow for stuff that can be debated and maybe changed to green or to red, or red where there's no, absolutely no support from the planning department on those matters. On the day in question, there were no red flags and no objections from councillors in relation to adopting the plan and adopting it for the data centres. None.
So whose remit is this in now? Is it with Kildare County Council or is it a larger body like on Comisión Pleanála that these concerns are kind of...
There is a process. Okay. That is, the sector company in the Jigginstown area, and should I just mention, the word modelings is mentioned in a particular request recently. Modelings is on the north side of the town and it's nothing to do with the Jigginstown area. But in relation to the Jigginstown data centre, they will have to, first of all, have talks with Kildare County Council, as the usual way, about making an application and about what their size is going to be, what their requirements will be in energy and water and whatever, all these things, and conforming to climate change and conforming to environmental requirements by the council, and they discuss that. And then when they have ironed out what they feel are all of the problems, they'll make their application to Kildare County Council, and they will discuss, they will consider that in the light of national regulations, regional regulations, county regulations and environmental regulations. All these things are considered on the actual initial presentation. And if Kildare County Council should agree that everything is in order, the planning regulator has to say, yes, I'm giving a release on the use of energy and the use of water on this particular plant. Or maybe he might say no. But it's up to the planning regulator at that stage. And of course, it's also open to people who may have objected in the first instance to a data centre to take it further to Ambord Pleanála, and that's where they would do it at that stage. So even if you started tomorrow morning, and I'm not aware of any planning application coming before Kildare County Council on the Jigginstown site, if it started tomorrow morning, it's certainly 2 years down the road before anybody would be doing anything on the ground. Mm. And maybe another 2 years before an operation might come into use. So you're talking about a 4 years, I think, cycle by which you would start with paperwork and finish with a building that's ready for use.
Well, I suppose when we were speaking with Sorka previously on the show a few weeks ago, she did mention that they wanted to get these concerns out there now before planning permission was put in, just to get them aired. Also, I suppose with over 200 people attending last night's meeting, does that not hold some weight that residents in the area are concerned about data centres and maybe possibly KCC should be seeing this as an area to look at?
Yeah, I think concerns are always something that have to be examined. No question about that. But sometimes the concerns are from people who are either not informed or have the wrong information.
Are you saying that they have the wrong information or are not informed?
Well, some of the... I've had many letters, up to about 40 letters from concerned people, and I've replied to every one of them. Maybe three or four in the more recent days have not got a reply from me. But in every one of them, I have identified areas where they have concerns, and I've reassured them that these concerns are not founded properly, and that there are moves to in the National Planning Framework to invest billions of money in either energy or water or any other areas of concern that they've mentioned, to have these things in place. And as I've said earlier on, if they're not in place, the regulator won't allow it. It's as simple as that. So we have to be, we're coming from behind with a lot of requirements in our fast-moving technological country that's moving so fast it's unbelievable. So I think the government, in its own ways, I might criticise them at times about their slowness. They have a good plan in place at this point of time to satisfy the economy in Ireland as it goes forward.
Sorka, I would like to bring you back in on that, just to for a right of response to what Councillor Moore was saying in relation to some of that evidence being, you know, unfounded or incorrect. What evidence do you have that was presented last night? Would you like to reply to that?
Of course, yeah. There's several points there. I suppose I'm dealing with the facts and proven evidence of today's information. And the councillors may have made that decision back in 21 that may not have been fully informed. Every fact that we have cited is backed up and it's sourced with current today's information from Airgrid and the energy regulator and Ishka Éireann all saying the same thing. Ishka Éireann told a Dáil committee last year that we couldn't fix our known problems until 2050. The Airgrid said that they're having blackouts in several areas because of the demand from data centres. That's a fact. That's quoted from them directly, and it's publicly available information. Planning laws haven't quite caught up yet, and that's the reason why we are asking for a pause on this. So we don't have to worry about what may or may not happen or what gets in under the table without people knowing about. And in terms of objecting to these things when they do seek planning permission, I look through all of the objections or observations for the P1 Herbata site, and that's with the appeals process now with On Board Planola. And the responses that were made in relation to this was, your concerns are noted, and there was no response on the specific things on water usage. There was no response on energy usage. They were just, and people complained for the various reasons that we're doing today. They said, you know, about the water, and we're under a hosepipe ban, and we have known problems in North Kildare. We have frequent outages even before the hosepipe ban, and the bills that extra charges that we're having onto our electricity bills is just phenomenal in a time of cost of living. So the legislation isn't there to keep up with proper monitoring of these situations. And I don't believe that kicking the can to someone else or some other body is good enough. I think we should be addressing this problem before it starts. Let's do something right for a change and not be reactive. Let's be proactive in pausing this before it gets started.
Sorka, thanks for joining us on the show this morning. That is member of the Kildare Data Centre Awareness Campaign, Sorka O'Neill. Again, they held that meeting last night in the Osprey Hotel in Naas regarding concerns over data centres and the proposal of a second one here in Naas in Jigginstown. But Sorka, thanks for your time this morning. Shamie, I suppose one final message is, it seems like this is a concern that Naas residents are having. I mean, are you and other councillors prepared to listen to the these concerns? It sounds like it's not going to be going away.
I think it's a wrong advice to tell the people in Naas that the councillors can do something about changing a zoning. I think that's a bad start to start with. In fact, I've sent you information this morning. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned it. The Kildare County Council have already answered in before next Tuesday's meeting, which is normal process of sending out communication in advance. But Kildare County Council have said there's no grounds for this particular re-examination of the Naas plan to be done in relation to data centres. No grounds. So there will be no big debate on that next Tuesday. Mm. It's been refused already. On the same grounds as I'm after identifying, and which I have identified in my letters to the people who had concerns, that their concerns are ill-founded. Now, it was mentioned here earlier on about the regulator saying in 2021 that a ban on data centres. That is correct, he did. But in 2025, November 2025, after the government framework of huge investment and everything like that came out, the regulator removed his ban. He then stipulated lower level regulations, including that they should have their own reserve of power on site for data centres and things like that. They're technical things that maybe won't come across very much to listeners, but it meant that data centres are open for planning permissions on the basis that they fulfil certain requirements, but there's no ban on them. And there's no concerns about schools or hospitals or anybody like that. And Éiscéireann gave Kildare County Council a guarantee, and Airgrade and ESB gave Kildare County Council a guarantee on the Kildare County Development Plan that everything in the County Kildare Plan would be supplied during the period of the County Plan up as far as 2029, and that's all that's required in that plan. So it's guaranteed by Éiscéireann and Airgrade and ESB, that those supplies will be guaranteed through the era of the development plan, which brings it up to 2029, and I'm quite sure to be renewed for the next plan.
All right, Seamie, thanks for taking our call on this morning's Kildare Today show. That is independent councillor on the Naas Municipal District, Seamie Moore, for that discussion this morning about the concerns that were raised at a meeting last night in the Osprey Hotel by the Kildare Data Centre Awareness Campaign. Plenty of messages are coming in on 0833 97 97.